Phone Boy Speaks, episode 149, Homomorphic Encryption. I took a lot of math classes in college because I got a computer science degree from a math department, so what do you expect? And I really didn't like most of the classes, to be perfectly honest, although there's one I took that that I really enjoyed and really saw the practical use of, which was the one of the advanced topics class I took on encryption, which... Yeah, when I saw the RSA algorithm for the first time, I went, oh my God, that's cool. You do, you know, a lot of multiplication and you basically get one. Okay, I can handle that. It's a little more complicated than that. But anyway, I've always been fascinated by crypto. And one of the latest developments in crypto is this thing called homomorphic encryption. And the problem this tries to solve is, so, you know, we all put data in the cloud. But we occasionally need to do stuff with that data. And right now what has to happen is if you want to, let's say, search the data, you have to do a whole bunch of steps to do that. And you essentially have to have the service provider decrypt the data to be able to search for it and or do something so the data doesn't stay encrypted while it's up in the cloud. And that's an issue, right? I mean, it's you know, at the end of the day, you have to trust your cloud service provider to do the right thing with your data. And as you're working with it, you have to work with it unencrypted. So you're not really, you know, it's not really staying secure. But what homomorphic encryption does is it essentially provides you the ability to work with data and leave it encrypted, and, you know, and even leave the search queries encrypted, and yet still get useful results back. It's an interesting concept, that, you know, that when I try and look at the math, it's fairly complex math. But they were, you know, but there was a Stanford student and an IBM researcher who actually, you know, did a he proved that it was at least possible to have this sort of encryption scheme. But now we actually have a working implementation of it that IBM has released. It's a software library that essentially does all of this stuff. And, you know, it's obviously going to be some time before we start seeing this in real products, but the fact that we've proven that it was possible to do this, and we've actually now have an implementation. Now it's only a matter of time before different systems use this. And I guess I should read the math at some point, but it's probably way complex and a bit over my head. But the idea is that you can essentially work with data while it's still encrypted and not have to give up any information about the data or the encryption keys to the service provider, and yet you still get a useful result. So it's definitely something that is worth implementing when it becomes available, or at least exploring how you might use it in your applications if you want to maintain the integrity of your data as it sits on some other place that's not in your immediate control, like a cloud service provider. As I say, it's a cool concept. I look forward to seeing any application that I use actually use something like this. It sounds like really cool technology. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.